part of the goal there is to alleviate roads in North Bryan that get inundated with water when they get high rainfall totals, and then down off of Carter Creek, it's to install new infrastructure that would then divert water that essentially flows through the backyards of folks trying to get over to the creek, and we're trying to intercept that so it doesn't impact those properties.
What's the timeline for construction?
You know, it's going to take a little while for them to do the modeling. Hopefully within a year or so, we would be able to get these bid and get started on the construction. They're both funded, I believe, in the 2018 CIP, so we should have the dollars available. And as soon as we get the design done, then we will be able to move right into the construction phase.
And these are just the latest couple of examples on what's a pretty lengthy list in the capital improvements project for years going out from 2018. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We've added some. Our drainage utility fee generates about $800,000 or $900,000 a year, but we had some larger needs that fund could actually cover, and that we'd have to save up money for several years to be able to do some of these larger projects. So when additional funding became available in the future CIP years, we added some additional drainage projects that are in the $2-3 million range that we could then get in and do those instead of having to save those dollars up for multiple years. So we've added some additional drainage projects. These are two examples to try to alleviate problems that we've known about for several years.
Anything else that I've missed about either one of these items?
No, I mean, they're both good projects. You know, there's going to be some modeling that